Hello, beautiful women, and welcome to the Claimed Podcast. I'm Anna Rova, your host, and let me tell you a little bit about myself if you're new to the podcast. I'm a femininity and feminine embodiment coach, and I run a very powerful program for single successful women who want to attract and keep committed masculine men, or women who are already in relationships but want to change that feminine masculine polarity in their relationship. Everyone, welcome to Claimed, the podcast, the Anna Rova Instagram channel, whatever you're listening or watching this, I welcome you. Today, I want to talk to you about quite an important subject, probably one of the few key pillars of my work and the work that we do with women. And those of you who don't know, I'm Anna Rova. I help single successful women attract committed masculine men. So I've written this article, actually. It's called, we're going to talk about how to reframe limiting beliefs about men that we hold that are preventing us from attracting the men that we want to attract, which is, you know, committed masculine men. And when I say committed masculine men, it basically means that men who are emotionally available, ready, willing, and available for a relationship. And masculine means that they really are the men that we are attracted to, who take charge, who lead the relationship dynamic forward, who pursue you, and who know what they want from life and stand strong in their masculinity, with whom you can feel safe, you can relax and let go of control. And I know that for most of you, if not for all of you, these are the men that you want. This is the men that I want, and I have one. I have one, just one, you know, you just need one. Well, unless you want more, but I found that one man who plays that protector and a provider is enough. And so, you know, in my work, we really focus on helping a woman when we start working together, which is I run a powerful group coaching program called Claimed. And in that program, it's all about getting to the root cause of what's causing all of these issues that you see on the surface, that are you're attracting men who ghost you, who are inconsistent, who don't show up, who are emotionally unavailable, who are weak men. You know, a lot of my clients complain about where are all the good men before we start working together, all of that. So today I want to talk about the four-step process that we use to reframe your limiting beliefs about men. Most of the women who follow me and my work and most of the clients that we attract women into this program, they really are not new to personal growth. And so, you know, a lot of them have done different programs and different, perhaps worked with different coaches and even have worked with their beliefs around other areas of their life. So, you know, limiting beliefs, obviously, it's not a new concept, I think, for a lot of you listening, because you all know, I mean, if you're listening to this, you probably know that, you know, everything that we attract in our life, starting from our financial situation, our financial freedom and the lifestyle, the people, the circumstance. Well, if you believe in that, I believe that, you know, our reality attracts our belief system, right? And so most of the personal growth stuff out there, and for me, this has been the biggest transformation that I have done, you know, in all other areas of my life. Because if you know my story, you know that where I come from, which is the poorest country in Europe, and the life that I live today is like out of this world, if you really compare. And so I have done a lot of work on myself, and most of the work has been really focused on reframing my belief systems about money, about myself, about the world, about people. So all of it. And then when it came to relationships, right, there were a few things here and there, but I didn't find anything that would really help me reframe those beliefs that I had about relationships, about men, about myself, about women. And so what I've done really in the Claimed group coaching program and how I work with women, I really took the concept of limiting beliefs, paired it together with polarity, right, and embodiment. So These are actually the three pillars of our work and our program, and they lay the foundation for how we work together with women and help them shift and transform. If you're curious about the results that we get for our clients, you can go to girlskill.com/reviews. We post a lot of the interviews that I do with women, and most of them say that the missing piece in everything that they have done so far in terms of even relationship programs or dating advice is really this core foundational change that they needed to go through to uncover, to discover, to excavate. Well, what's at the bottom of these patterns for you, right? Because you can get all of the dating advice that you need, what to say when he says this, what to text when he says this, how to turn him around, whatever, whatever. But that's not, I found in my experience, that is not sustainable and that is not what causes long-term change. Obviously, these things work. And look, don't get me wrong. We talk about men and we share screenshots and we help you go through your dating life and your dating funnel in a fun way. And we help you basically, how do you communicate with men, right? But a lot of the times I feel like all of this fixes itself. Like, you know what to do with a man or what to say when you are in touch with your body. You know what you want as a woman. You understand the principle of polarity. And most importantly, your belief system is healthy about men. You are attracting the men that you're attracting in your life. And if you're listening to this or watching this, there's an issue in your dating life or the men you're... The reason why you're attracting these types of men and these types of behaviors and these patterns that you see perhaps for many years is because your belief system is not the healthiest, right? And in the program, when we work together, we go through a deep process of reframing those beliefs. So today, I want to share with you my four-step process that I teach actually all of the clients. Obviously, this is going to be a really short, packed version of that, but I feel like it's really going to help you understand what's needed to actually reframe the process. Because if you're attracting emotionally unavailable men, we need to look at why. How are you yourself emotionally unavailable? How might you be stopping or self-sabotaging yourself from opening up? A lot of women who complain about attracting men who ghost, who are emotionally unavailable, who are assholes, blah, 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 they've built their guards and their defense mechanisms and walls, and they're so rigid in their bodies. They do not trust men. Their heart has been broken so many times. If we really look at the belief system's anatomy of how I call it, there's so many factors that influence that belief system that we have about men. You know, it all starts in childhood, as you know. So here are the questions that I would sit with if I were you. If I were you, first and foremost, I would sit with, what did you grow up with? So like listening, watching this, take a pen and a piece of paper. My first question to you is, think about and look at, what were you surrounded in your immediate family with? Mom and dad. It all starts with mom and dad. What were the roles that mom and dad were playing with each other, right? In terms of, and what did you pick up in the first 7 years of your life as a little girl about men, about women, and about relationships, and how does mom and dad interact with each other, right? We can look at this from the prism of polarity. We can look at this from the prism of, well, polarity actually really, really helps because how I work with women is all about polarity, right? It's those ideas about what femininity is. Did your mom tell you to never trust a man, right? Did your dad tell you to never trust a man? The most common scenario here is we've been told by our mothers, grandmothers, to really always depend on yourself and never trust a man. Make sure you're independent, make sure you're taking care of yourself, and so on and so forth. My dad has told me all my life, don't trust men, don't trust anyone. And so I obviously I grew up as an adult woman not trusting anyone. And I had my guards up and I had my walls up and all of that. So look at what was the dynamic there in the family. And this requires, again, a deep introspective process. Then from there, we go into, you know, what were you surrounded by, right? Like, for example, in my case, I grew up with, my mom passed away when I was really young. I was 8. So I don't necessarily remember what happened there, but, you know, in terms of mom and dad, but I remember my mom crying a lot. And the stories that I heard growing up, the relationship between mom and dad was definitely unhealthy. So, for example, I know she got pregnant with her first child. My dad wasn't ready. She got an abortion. He actually wasn't ready to marry or commit. And She's had a lot of stories there. So anyways, I'm going to, but all of these stories you observe and then you hear your mom and dad or dad talk about each other, how they speak with each other. So that's what you take on. And that's what you believe, that that's how relationships work. And now, you know, being a mother, it's so funny that when I parent my daughter, unconsciously stuff and phrases that my dad used to tell me that were really hurtful for me, I just blurb it out to her. And then I noticed that. And I was like, wow, that is so crazy. Stuff that hurt me the most when my dad was telling you that, I now repeat by default when I get nervous or frustrated to her, which is crazy. So anyways, that's the first point that you need to look at. The next point is really looking at the outside and the neighborhood, the society that you grew up in, actually just the neighborhood, maybe immediate family and friends. I grew up in the neighborhood where I actually didn't see happy relationships. I didn't see happy marriages much. I didn't see women who respected their men, who trusted their men. I didn't see a healthy polarity dynamic there. All I saw was divorce. Men were cheaters and men were assholes, pretty much. And the women were doing all the work. You know, that's what I saw. That's what I grew up with. And so, of course, I've picked that all up, right? And this was in my belief system. So I really encourage you to see in your immediate surroundings. So first, it's like the nuclear family. The next one is in your immediate surroundings. What did you grow up with, right? What was in your neighborhood? What kind of relationships did you see? And they probably, what you saw has also been an evidence and a further confirmation of what was going on in your immediate family. Because normally what happens is that if the family relationship dynamic is healthy, right, there's polarity there, the mom or the woman trust her man to lead and can surrender, let go, is happy, these types of family dynamics or relationship dynamics, they tend to stick together with the same. So it would be very, very rare that you would see a healthy relationship dynamic in a family with healthy belief system that would be surrounded or live in a culture or a society or a neighborhood where everything else is the opposite. People attract people who are like them. Like if you ask me, I don't hang out with women, men, or families that do not adhere to my values or that do not have that same family dynamic. I just shy away from that because I'm not interested in that. So that's the second thing. And then the third thing is really, we can look at, you know, the time that you grew up with in terms of culturally and societally, right? If for me, it was I grew up in the 90s, right? For you, it might be whatever decade you grew up with, right? So that's the third point, write down. What was believed back then? What were the messages, the cultural messages that you have picked up as a little girl, perhaps, but more teenage years and then going into adulthood? So that's the third level, right? We're going through a wave of, you know, toxic masculinity and all that. But every decade had its own messages about gender, about men and about women and about relationships. So examine that and how that has influenced your belief system. Then we go into, of course, you know, personal experience. Yeah. So what has been your personal experience with men? Because that, obviously, when you are dealing with your personal experience with men and looking at that, you already come into the dating life or the dating world, the world with relationships with a lot of, with a belief system, with a certain belief system about men. So when I work with women, most of the time what we see is that throughout many, many years, they've had the same pattern. Well, that's because they've picked up those belief systems early on. And then their experiences with men, most of the time, they have just confirmed those belief systems, right? Because if that's what you believe in, that's what you attract, and it keeps happening and happening and happening unless there's something drastic that happens out of comfort zone, totally changing the mindset, the belief system. Some of this stuff happens maybe on events or whatever. A lot of this stuff happens in when we work with women or you invest in yourself and get into a program, for example, like ours, that helps shake everything out, reframe completely your belief system about men so you can attract a different reality. So your personal experiences with men really contribute to how you go further, right? Because the more negative experiences you have with men, the more you harden up, the more you stop believing that there are great men out there, right? And so on and so forth. And then after that, and then you look at what is the cultural agenda today about gender, especially today, right? Scroll through your Instagram, scroll through your Facebook. I really encourage you to take a step back and look at what is in your feed, what women and men are posting about relationships and men. Look at what you're watching on TV, on Netflix. Just open up and go through the titles. You'll see what I'm talking about. You open up Netflix, it's all about, you know, Bombshell, I think it's called, Athlete A. You know, I've watched all these videos about Bikram and all of this. Of course, you know, the Me Too movement in the past couple of years. So all of that is influencing every single day. And you might not even be conscious about it. And the last thing that I want to mention, I think I already mentioned like six or seven, is actually generational belief systems that I would definitely look at. And this relates to family and maybe point number one. But, you know, when I've done this work, I realized that, and probably for most of you, the women in my family have been deeply, deeply unhappy. And the women in my family have not been together with great men, you know. And how you know that? Well, you talk to your mothers, you talk to your grandmothers, and you talk what has been happening in the history of the family, right? And so you will see how generation to generation were passed down beliefs, right? Our mothers and grandmothers and great-grandmothers, you know, they've passed on these beliefs of do not trust a man, take care of yourself, you know, be independent, so on and so forth. And for them at that time, this was really the message and this was really the life that they wanted for us to live a better life. The intention was pure and good, but we'd live in a different time, right? As women today, we live in an amazing time that has given us so much opportunity and so much success that we can take advantage of that. And what happened with women, we have taken that predicament or that statement of do not rely on a man because perhaps our mother or grandmother has relied on a man because she had to and because she didn't have any opportunity. And then she was trapped. Right. And then that man, let's say, left her and she was there with three children and didn't know what to do. So it was a different time, you know. Even 70 years ago, women couldn't own a house. Right. But that reality is not our reality. And so as a woman, things, that story doesn't have to be your story and things can't stop with you. So that you can, and especially if you're a mother, I really encourage you to think about this very seriously and think about what are the belief systems that you are passing on to your children. When we do this work together, you can do this on your own, although it's going to take more time, but you're not only doing this for yourself. The cycle of unhealthy relationships, of broken homes, of, you know, not trusting men can't stop with you so that your daughter can grow up in a world with a belief system that is healthy, where she attracts amazing men in her life and builds her future with that support, where she trusts men to lead, where she can surrender, where she doesn't grow up in a world that I grew up with in the belief system that I can't trust anyone, let alone men, that men are a bunch of assholes. Like, that is actually the mission of Claimed. That's why we're doing what we're doing, because we see, I want my daughter to grow up in the world of relationships where men and women are happy. We're building healthy family dynamics and we are happy. And therefore, the world is a much better place, as much as cliche as it sounds. So you're doing this work not only for you. And if you're a mother of sons, that is, God, like, you know, boys are neglected today. There's a boy crisis and everything. So I would look at that as well.
Hi, girlfriends. Sorry to interrupt. You're listening to the episode, but I quickly wanted to jump in and let you know that I have prepared something exciting for you. If you're interested in polarity, femininity, and how to embrace your feminine and how to attract primarily masculine men in your life, this announcement is going to be very useful for you because I'm talking about my signature training. I'm like, how do I describe this experience? Because it's really an experience, you know. This is a signature training, my 1-hour webinar that I've put together. And it honestly, it's been through a few iterations in the last 2 years, but I feel like this is the best yet training of mine that didn't come from, you know, reading 2 books and 3 courses and like coming together in a copy-paste thing that I now advise women to do. No, this has come from me, my own lived experience through my dating life and through finding and attracting the masculine man of my dreams and then marrying him and creating a family. This also came, yes, indeed, from a lot of research and learning and courses and coaches and, oh my God, you name it. You know, it's been a journey of 5 years for me about that time. And also this has come from my clients. So the previous training house is different if you've signed up for another training of mine, which was the Live Female Success, by the way. This is different because this is now coming through a distillation of my work one-on-one with women who I've helped get to that place where they're just attracting better men and they start attracting better masculine men and are on their way to actually to a relationship eventually. Not only masculine, but also masculine committed men. So if you are in a situation where you're attracting men that are less than desirable, let's say they're feminine men who don't want to lead, don't want to take charge, and men who are unavailable, then this training is for you. I will have to call this training How to Start Attracting Your Masculine Committed Men, basically in 30 days or less. And in this training, I will share with you some of the key things that I've learned throughout this journey that are helping. That's what my work with women is based on. So in this 60-minute training, you'll find the number one reason why you're still single and can't attract a committed masculine man. It's not what you think. How to break through the patterns of attracting unavailable or feminine men, as I said, and find your blind spot so you can attract the men you want. How to master the feminine-masculine polarity so you start feeling taken care of, claimed, and finally be able to let go of control and uncover the lie of female success that's keeping you stuck, exhausted, and unfulfilled, which means in masculine energy all the time, so you can start living in freedom and joy and much, much more. So if you're interested, go to girlskill.com/webinar, sign up, and I can't wait for you to see this training and to let me know how it went. And by the way, there are no replays for this, so make sure you select the time that you can show up and be fully present. All right, I'm going to jump off and you continue listening to this episode.
So we've summarized, right, like what are the factors that contribute to our belief system, starting from our family, immediate family circle, friends, that societal culture that was happening there. What are the narratives, agendas, dynamics there? Then we'll look at your personal experiences with men. Then we'll look at the cultural agendas that are going on today, and then generational belief systems. And so I'm going to share with you now that you looked at that, and again, when we work together, we give you all the templates and we work with you to identify all of this, bring it to the surface. And then once you identify all of this, obviously, like, okay, the most important thing is how do you reframe that? So you move forward in a powerful way. And so the four-step process to reframing your belief system or your beliefs about men and about relationships, obviously, is actually very simple. The first step is identify limiting belief. The second step is reframe into a new belief. The third step is to release old belief. And the fourth one is to embody the new belief. Okay. So the third and the fourth step is actually something extremely important because it relates to feminine embodiment. So the first two steps, actually identify your limiting belief, reframe into the new belief, is something that a lot of the personal growth programs do. You know, this is all about, okay, here are the tools to excavate and now let's reframe. For example, I can't trust men. I do trust men. Men are amazing. And so a lot of the personal growth stuff out there that teaches us how to do this is they teach us how to do this through affirmations, for example, or meditation techniques and things like that, which works great. But I find that it's not enough because you can tell yourself every day and put your affirmations on the mirror that men are amazing, men are great. However, if in your system and in your body you have not absorbed that, and if you do not actually believe it, of course, there's things like, you know, neuro-linguistic programming and the meditations can really, you know, or like when you do hypnosis and things like that, you can do that from within to reframe your belief system. But I found that a lot of the times this requires a lot of time and work. And like, how do you start believing something that you haven't believed before? By reading and seeing this everywhere, for me, it's just not enough. And so the hack to this, or what I found in my work, a deeper understanding and knowledge about this, it has to be an embodied experience in yourselves. And that's why, you know, the third step and the fourth step for me as a feminine embodiment coach is where we bring those embodiment tools in there where you actually feel in your body, how does it feel when I can trust a man? How does it feel when I feel safe to let go and release control? A lot of women are completely disconnected from their bodies. They just live in their head. And you can't do relationships from your head as a woman. It just doesn't work. You can't fall in love from your head. You can't conceive with your head. You can't give birth in your head. I'm actively now preparing for my second child's birth in the next 6 weeks. So feminine embodiment, and if you listen to a lot of the interviews that I've done with the women that we work with, is really the missing puzzle in a lot of the stuff, because it just helps you first and foremost get out of your head and into your body. It helps you release a lot of frozen tension that you carry as a woman. If you're listening to this, I know that you are a successful woman who is doing a lot in the world, and it's exhausting a lot of the times, but we push through and we go, and a lot of us are mothers and we're doing everything for everyone. And at some point, you're just so tired and exhausted, burnout hits, health issues hit. And so we need to change all of that. Like, the future for a woman is embodied. If you're not embodied, you're not in your body, you're not doing your practices regularly to release a lot of the stress and the tension that accumulates in your body, I honestly don't know how to live a different life as a woman and as a mother, as a wife. So in everything that we do and we work with women throughout the whole process, feminine embodiment is actually the foundation, the key, and it becomes a daily practice. So let's go through the steps in a little bit more detail so I can explain. But before that, let me just share with you Stephanie's story. So I'm just going to read here, because I'm reading this from like a Medium article that I wrote. But there are two screenshots from Stephanie, who obviously has worked with us in the program. And she says, here's her post in our Facebook group, which is a private client Facebook group. She says, hi, lovely ladies. I'm working through module two. So module two is where we actually reframe all those beliefs and do the work. And I'm sharing some insights per Anna's recommendation. Here's what I've come with so far. Step one, identify limiting beliefs plus the payoff. She says, my limiting belief is men won't sustain interest in me and leave. Love is conditional. I am the consolation prize, not a man's first choice. That's her limiting belief. What are the actions that are created by this belief or thought? I text first. I invite him over to my house. I make the first move. I ask the questions. I wait for him to change and become emotionally available, committed, and so on. And while I wait, I engage in anxious behaviors to try to get him, me doing the work, to get there faster and on my schedule. This always backfires, LOL. If you resonate with Stephanie, comment or put little hearts. Identify the payoff. So in this whole process, we also talk about the payoff. And the payoff is big, because the payoff is really something that is a benefit that you get from a particular situation that you stay in or an unhealthy dynamic. There is a benefit for you to staying in an unhealthy dynamic. And I know this sounds controversial, but to dig deep into that, when you dig into that and you realize the payoff, what this does is actually it puts you out of your current drama and your current situation, the story. And you look at that and you're like, oh my God, I stay there because of this and this and that. Most of the time you stay there because it's safe, because it's what you know, because you get a lot of benefit out of it. So for Stephanie, you know, her limiting beliefs was that, her actions were this. The payoff for her, she says, I get to stay alone and not be rejected. I get to be the victim. I get to say, I told you so, told you that you would eventually lose interest in me and leave. Right? So a lot of the times, yeah, you get to stay alone and not be rejected, right? Fear of rejection is huge, or I get not to stay safe. So think about, what is your payoff in this first step in terms of why you're staying where you're staying? What are the actions that are created by that belief? What is the belief, right? And then some of the other things she shared are, how am I right better justified in thinking this thought? I get to be right about them leaving. I get to play small and not get blindsided by sudden abandonment, right? So having that certainty that, yes, of course, he's going to leave. Here we go again. Why am I unable to change? All stuff from having parents who blamed each other for everything and a mother who always plays the victim. I was also told throughout my life from my dad that I'm boring and too sensitive. I also feel like the way my most recent long-term relationship ended reinforces this limiting belief. I feel like my relationship failed because I'm not lovable, sexy, beautiful, interesting enough. What do I think, get, that makes me feel better about myself when I think this thought and act it out in the world? Empathy, pity from others. That's huge, actually, that where you get to mull over and talk about this with girlfriends and they reconfirm your belief system. Yes, men are assholes. Yes, they leave, blah, blah. If they think I'm the victim, the other person is the bad guy. I'm still liked. I'm not the one who ruined, left the relationship. So see how powerful this stuff is. Just the first step to actually excavate and look at this from a different perspective and be real and true. Now, step number two is all about reframing into a new belief, right? So some of the questions that you can jot down is, who would you be without this belief? And Stephanie writes, confident, free, interesting, fun to be around, more kind, funny, carefree, wild, sexy, gorgeous. How would you show up in the world without this belief? I would walk tall and proud, but still with humility, show more kindness, awareness, have no fear to engage with others, especially women. I would embrace my feminine without shame or insecurity. What is a more positive thought or belief your body wants to believe? Notice your body wants to believe. I'm already enough, worthy, lovable, and interesting. What action would this belief, new belief, have you take? Lean back and allow myself to receive. Say yes to dates and respond to messages. Pause and get into my body before responding to a man I'm interested in to make sure I'm not being led by the old limiting belief. Okay? So these are the two steps, right? The first two steps. Now, the second two steps is what we teach in the program through your feminine embodiment flow and practice and so on and so on and coaching. And this is what Stephanie relates to next. Then I did my feminine flow to the reframing beliefs, which is the feminine flow that we teach, which was very helpful. And I realized that I will need to do this many, many times for the new belief to stick. I also realized that my mind wanted to fight and distract me into thinking other thoughts when I tried to bring in the I'm not lovable belief in my body. I wasn't able to get a good feeling for the belief such as color texture, but I was able to identify that I feel it in my chest. It's a start, but I do not feel like I was able to fully replace this belief yet. I'm optimistic that when I look at other limiting beliefs and that they will all start to work together synergistically. Since this coming week falls, I plan to bring this. Thank you. So that's how the process actually looks like through an example, right? So the four-step processes are those, and then the questions that you need to ask yourself are also written in the article and are going to be in the show notes for this episode and on my website. So I think that's it. That's all I wanted to share with you today. I hope this is helpful. If you have any questions around this process or in terms of your beliefs or whatever, well, let me know now if you're watching this live on Instagram. Otherwise, if you're listening to the podcast or watching it later, you can always DM me on Instagram. So you can find me as Anna Rova and you can DM me. I obviously, you know, when I'm on maternity leave, I have an amazing team who's there to help you and support you. And if you're interested in working together, I highly, highly recommend that you explore this option. And if you are willing to explore this option, then if you go to girlskill.com/apply, you can apply for a free discovery call to just see if, you know, what we have to offer is for you and if it fits. And obviously I would recommend that first and foremost, you actually watch my signature webinar called How to Attract a Committed Masculine Man, where I actually talk about the main three shifts that a modern woman today needs to go through in order to start to change the man that she's attracting. So that's at girlskill.com/webinar. When you watch that, women told me like they cried and they feel like I've bugged their apartment. So girlskill.com/webinar is that. And at the end of the webinar, if all of that resonates as well, apply for your free discovery call and get on a discovery call with someone from my team so we can help you. Okay, I see a question from Dale. I think that's your name. Can you say more about feminine embodiment process? What do you want to know, Dale, in terms of feminine embodiment process? So that, I mean, I can talk a lot about it, right? There's so much that goes into that, but I'm curious, what do you want to know and what's on your mind? That's a really good question. What I would encourage all of you who are interested in that framework or modality or the process which we use as the foundation. So I've done a series on 10 rules of being claimed. that is kind of the foundation of, you know, dating and men and polarity and the rules that are the foundational principles of my work. Let me just find it. So it's rule number 11, feminine embodiment. It's also on IGTV. There's a podcast episode. There's no blog post yet, but let me just find it here for you. So it's also on YouTube. So if you just Google rule number 11, Anna Rova, you should stumble upon a YouTube video, which is called Claim Dating Bonus Rule Number 11, Practice the Essential Skill of Feminine Embodiment. It's also on the podcast. So if you Google rule number 11 on the podcast, if you're a podcast listener, make sure you subscribe. And also on IGTV, if you scroll down, but obviously everybody who's interested, you can just DM me, Anna Rova, and we'll send you the link, okay? So Dale clarified, what do you do to work with embodying new beliefs? Yeah, great question, Dale. So first and foremost, this whole reframing beliefs process. So in the program, in that specific module, there's a guided audio practice, my guided audio practice that I recorded based on the feminine embodiment framework or the modality. So we teach feminine embodiment. As soon as we start working together, we go through the four pillars of embodiment. And then in those guided audio practices that include movement, right? So feminine embodiment coaching and feminine embodiment as a modality that we use in the program involves awareness, breath, movement. There's a lot of movement practices so that you create a lot of flow in your body. And so in this particular, how do you work with embodying new beliefs is I created an audio, which is probably about 10 to 15 minutes, where I guide you into your body. And first and foremost, the first half of that guided practice is for you to actually feel the old belief. So for example, if your old belief is I'm not good enough to attract the men that I want to attract, the first step, and that's how we coach women in this program, is to actually feel into that. How does it feel in your body when you're not good enough? And allow yourself to sit with that or to feel through that for as long as it's needed, so you welcome that into your body. And there is a theory behind that which is very, very powerful, and that's what happens because I talk a lot about this when I talk about feminine embodiment. We're very, very good at, we live in the positive psychology society where it's all about affirmations and I can do this and whatever. And what we do is that we neglect 50% of our emotional spectrum, which is basically all the shitty feelings that we feel, like disappointment, like heartbreak, like uncertainty, like sadness, unhappiness, and so on and so forth. And so when we start working with women, the first step is to actually start doing the practice and whatever's coming up for you to allow yourself to sit in the discomfort. Most of us, especially women, do not know how to sit in the discomfort of whatever's happening with you in your life, especially when it comes to dating and relationships. This is where I brought feminine embodiment into this niche or this field or into this work. We do not know how to sit with rejection. We do not know how to sit with the discomfort of him not calling me or of him leaving or the heartbreak. What we do is we go to all of these external sources that are girlfriends, gossiping, chocolate, wine, stuff like that, that we just sex, rock and roll, another man, to distract ourselves from feeling the shit that we're dealing with. And so when women enter our program, we teach them a fundamental 5 minutes a day practice where they, in their own bodies, for 5 minutes a day, you get to feel, right? And so, and this goes all the way back to when we were little girls or children. Our parents did not teach us how to feel. A lot of the times it's either, don't worry, it's going to be okay, right? Don't worry, not too painful. Let me make it go away. Or it's actually shut up and don't cry. So that's why, I mean, I won't go into detail there, but I really want you to understand, I want to transmit this message of why feminine embodiment is so powerful. So when women enter this journey, they start with just a sensitizing process to their bodies because we're all disconnected and we're all in our head and our masculine energy. And so when we work with reframing these beliefs, we actually, the first step is to sit with your current belief and to allow space and flow for that. That's extremely powerful. You know, when I ask you to drop into your body and feel, how does it feel when you say, I'm not enough? Yeah, like even sit with that question for a second. And when we coach women on our group coaching calls, like, this is it. When you witness and give space for that woman to unravel on a group coaching call, witnessed by other women, but also doing this at her own home, in the safety of her own home, that's extremely powerful. So that's first. Now, the second part, and which is in my guided practice, but I also encourage that to do it. So it's a process that I also instruct on how to do this, because it can't be done in one session, let's say, as Stephanie said, right? You have to practice. And we usually say, work with one belief for about a week in your practice. So you do my guided flow, but then you do this practice on your own for about a week. You come to group coaching calls if you need help and so on and so forth. So the second step is to actually embody a new belief, right? Like, okay, we sit and we float and we welcome this, like, I'm not good enough. Okay, what does your body want to believe? My body wants to believe that I am enough. Okay, well, instead of putting up affirmations all day everywhere on your mirrors, how does it feel when you are enough? How does it feel? And a woman might be totally in her head, I don't know. No, how does it feel? What is the texture of that? So we really want to get granular and deep and detail into how does it feel? Where is it? Stephanie said it's in her chest. So I would ask questions, more questions, because it's a practice. And then when you anchor this down and you know how it feels and you show up every day and you practice that, this is what solidifies this belief in your system. I am enough. You drop into your body, I am enough. You breathe through that. And so gradually you will see that how you show up in the world, how you show up with men, this new belief system will start showing up, because your body is integrated in this whole process, right? Because a lot of the times what happens is that in my mind, I can write down an affirmation, I'm good enough, but my body is not on board. I don't feel like I'm good enough, but I tell myself that I'm good enough. So through the process of feminine embodiment, it all integrates. And then when you show up with a man on a date, you show up free and in your body and playful and open because you know you're good enough. Or another belief like, I trust men. How does it feel when you trust men? And these are the questions that we ask all the time when we work with women. How does it feel? So I hope this answers your questions, Dale. Yeah, DM me for a link, and everybody listening and watching, I hope this was helpful. If you have any more questions, let me know in the DM. Leave a podcast review. And again, if you're interested in exploring that, you haven't watched my webinar on how to attract committed masculine men, go to girlskill.com/webinar or girlskill.com/apply to apply for your free discovery call to see if we are a good fit to work together. Yeah, Dale says, very helpful. I've dissociated from my body for much of my life. Yeah, very, very, very common. DM is direct message, Dale. Direct message on Instagram and we'll send you a link. Go to my profile and yeah, dissociation is a big thing, especially when feminine embodiment actually stems from somatic therapy. Somatic therapy is proven to be one of the most effective modalities for trauma, for dealing with trauma. So, God, I could talk about this forever. I really need to finish up this episode because I've got a few more that I need to record. But yeah, dissociation is actually a mechanism, a self-defense mechanism, because when you dissociate and you're out of your body, it's much safer to be out of your body than in your body, especially if you're a child who's dealing with a lot that your body or your system can't handle yet. That's why a lot of children, when they go through like sexual abuse or abuse in general, or you know, any child or adult who goes through trauma, they dissociate. We dissociate, we freeze, fly, or fight, right? But dissociation is a mechanism that happens naturally in the body, in the organism, because I can't deal with what's happening right now, so I'm going to dissociate. I'm going to either get into my head or get completely out of my body because it's safer there. So with feminine embodiment as a tool, what happens is that we first and foremost, we create a lot of safety in the body. Because if you feel safe in your own body, you're going to feel safe in the world and with other people, because you know that you have the power and nobody can take this power away if you feel safe in your body. All right, ladies, thank you so much. I'll see you soon. All right, bye.
All right, girlfriends, hope you enjoyed listening or watching to this episode. And if you did, and if you resonate with most of the things I'm saying and you want to learn more and you want to finally start attracting masculine men, I have an invitation for you. So as you know, I am committed and passionate about helping successful women attract and keep committed masculine men. So I have a personal invitation for you. If you're resonating with everything and you're ready to step up and invest in yourself and take things to the next level, I would love, love, love to talk to you and see if you would be a fit for my work and what I do. And so basically what I'm doing is I'm inviting you, and it's a personal invitation, if you, only if you resonate, because I don't work with everyone and I'm not here to just, you know, make a quick buck and whatever. I'm here committed to your result, and I will make sure that we go until the end and that we get you the result that you want, which is start attracting better men. So I invite you to sign up to actually apply for a free discovery call with me. It's a call that is 1 hour long. And what we do is we talk about your current situation, where you are today, and what's wrong, quote unquote, wrong with your dynamics with men, what you don't like. And then we're going to talk about what you really want and where you want to get. And at the end, if I find that that's a good fit, I'll tell you what I do and I'll offer you to join us and how we could work together. So just to give you a bit of context, this experience is all about, and what I'm going to offer to only if I find that that's a good fit, is about, number one, putting yourself in the best position to start attracting committed masculine men, and not through tactics and techniques or tips, tricks, whatever, but just by being you and understanding and appreciating men, thus creating a deeper relationship with yourself as a feminine essence woman and attract better committed masculine men. Number two, it's all about letting go of overworking perfectionism and the need to control by overcoming your limiting beliefs, patterns, and obstacles to rediscover your worth and enoughness, and rebuilding your faith in your own voice and your own decisions, and exploring your boundaries, and so on and so on. Number three, it's all about letting your body lead. Stop overthinking and start trusting your gut and your heart when it comes to making decisions, expanding and embracing your range of emotions, cultivating sense of awareness and pleasure, and feeling more without apologizing for it. And I know if you're here, you understand and you know that the path to your masculine man, who's a conscious, healthy man, is through you. It's through embracing your feminine nature. It's through running with the wolves and embracing your wild feminine side and actually gaining power from it. And a healthy masculine man will only be attracted to that if you get to that place yourself. And last but not least, it's all about becoming deeply connected to yourself as a woman. Understand what true femininity is, exploring deeper levels of intimacy, and finally becoming free, lighter, and open. Embracing basically the feminine side of polarity, because again, this is what your masculine man wants. And it's all about stop living in the masculine energy by pushing, doing, and choosing all the time, and start living, enjoy freedom and your wild nature, where you can surrender, where you can finally let go. Trust me, this is an amazing place to be, and it's easy and joyful, and it feels natural and feels like a woman. So if you resonate, go to girlskill.com/apply, and there's going to be a short survey, step one, just apply there. And then the next step is to schedule a call with me. It's going to be an hour. We have fun on this call, so I hope to see you there. And my calendar is booked for another, my calendar is open for another week. So go ahead and do that. If you don't see times that are available for you, make sure you email me, because I'll always make time for you to make sure that you get your spot. All right, girlfriend, keep running with the wolves, and I'll see you next week. Okay, bye.